the headlines. Russia's ambassador to the United States returns to Moscow after being recalled over a recent spat between the two countries' leaders. The number of migrant children along the Mexico border reaches a record high amid concerns about the humanitarian situation in those facilities. Energy giant Saudi Aramco says its net profit has plunged more than 40% last year due to lower global crude demand. Hello and welcome from our headquarters in Tehran. Thank you for joining us. My name is Gisumi Shahmadi and these are our top stories this hour. Russia's ambassador to the United States has landed in Moscow after being recalled for an emergency consultation. Anatoly Antonov was recalled over a recent spat between the White House and the Kremlin. Before takeoff in New York, he told reporters that he would stay in Moscow as long as necessary and that several meetings were scheduled. Earlier this week, U.S. President Joe Biden called his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin, quote, a killer, adding that the Russian leader will pay the price for meddling in the last U.S. elections. Biden's accusations followed an American intelligence report claiming that Putin had directed efforts to swing the U.S. presidential race in favor of former President Donald Trump. But the Kremlin dismissed the accusation, saying that the remarks show that Washington does not want to get its ties with Moscow back on track. New data shows that the number of unaccompanied migrant children in U.S. custody along the Mexico border has reached a record high. According to the data reviewed by media, the government is housing approximately 15,500 migrant minors. That includes 5,000 in unsuitable conditions and Border Patrol facilities not designed for long-term custody. Hundreds of them were forcibly separated from their parents and put in what critics dubbed cages and sparked international outcry against the former administration. The government's records show that children are spending an average of 136 hours in border custody, well beyond the 72-hour legal limit. The administration of President Joe Biden is also facing criticism for the lack of transparency around the humanitarian situation in those facilities. International human rights lawyer Edward Corrigan joined us earlier with his take on the increasing number of migrant children in U.S. border custody and their plight.
Well, the border's been overwhelmed. They're on the road for having more refugees coming from Mexico into the United States in the past 20 years. And, you know, the unfortunate reality is that Obama separated families and put children in isolated prisons, or what some people described as cages with subhuman standards. Then Trump took it to a whole new level and was terrorizing and terrifying people and targeting immigrants and calling them rapists and murderers and drug dealers and stuff, which scared away a lot of the potential refugees, and especially unaccompanied minors that were trying to improve their life and get away to safety. So now Biden has scaled that back a lot and says, we're not going to behave that manner. Now you've got a lot of unaccompanied minors and refugees coming to the United States. The American administration has been overwhelmed. Trump, I despise the man, but at least he did discourage refugees from coming to the United States because they figured they'd be better off staying in on Honduras or Mexico than they would be for coming to the U.S. And that's the reality, and Biden has fixed that to a large extent. But now you've got this wave of refugees coming.
Hundreds of people have gathered outside Georgia's state capital in Atlanta to support Asian American community. The protest comes amid mounting violence against the Asian community, who are being blamed for the coronavirus crisis. The demonstrators carried posters bearing slogans denouncing discrimination against Asians. Two Georgia senators also took part in the rally. Earlier, U.S. President Joe Biden denounced the rise of hate crimes and violence against Asian Americans in his country. This comes after 8 people, mostly Asian women, were killed in a series of attacks in Atlanta.
The United States has witnessed yet another hate crime against minority groups. that sparked a nationwide debate over the threats these people are facing in the country. On Wednesday, a white man gunned down 8 people, including 6 Asian women at spas around Atlanta. The incident raised fears that it might be a new wave of attacks on Asian Americans. A report released by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence said racially motivated extremists pose the most lethal domestic terrorism threats to the U.S. It also warned that threats from domestic violent extremism are metastasizing across the country and could grow in 2021. Hate crimes against minorities in the U.S. have significantly increased over the past years, as former President Donald Trump explicitly favored white people over people of color. Many African Americans and Hispanics have been attacked or killed by white police officers or extremist groups. Asian Americans are in no better condition. They have been grappling with a rise in hate crimes since the coronavirus outbreak, as Trump directly blamed China for the pandemic. Now the question is, how would a country whose foundation has been built on killing the minorities manage to get rid of racism, which has been entrenched in its culture for centuries?
Moving on, energy giant Saudi Aramco has announced a 44.4% slump in its net profit in 2020 due to lower crude demand globally amid the coronavirus pandemic. In a statement, the state-owned company said it achieved a net income of $49 billion last year. That is $39.2 billion down from the previous year. Aramco attributed the drop to lower oil prices due to the volume and other things. Saudi Arabia is the world's biggest crude exporter, and Aramco is seen as the kingdom's cash cow, but the energy giant has revealed consecutive falls in its profits since it began disclosing earnings in 2019. The company has also been targeted several times in retaliatory drone and missile attacks by Yemen's army and its allied Ansarullah movement. Professor of International Economics and Finance Keith Pelbeam says there are signs of global oil recovery this year.
The oil price fell a lot last year, and also the quantity of demand. So you had a double hit to the profits, I suppose. And they were one of the major corporations, of course, of the world. So it's no surprise. Now, they did cut capital expenditure in a bid to, you know, there was less need for oil and future oil demand. So that wasn't enough, though, to keep the profits up, because they saved about $5 billion there. But the, you know, the fall in the price and the fall in the volume, and they've had to restrain production to try and support the price, has meant this big collapse in profits. Of course, there will be a recovery in oil demand this year. I mean, it collapsed at one point to about 80 million barrels per day. Now, it's expected to recover towards the 100 million barrels per day this year. So that's quite a substantial change as economies reopen up. But it could be threatened, okay? We don't know how the pandemic's going to play out and things like that. So there could still be setbacks to the demand. And maybe some of those estimates are a bit on the optimistic side.
Now, moving on. Saudi Arabia has carried out fresh airstrikes on Yemen, targeting Sana'a's international airport. Yemeni media says the airport was hit twice, but there were no immediate reports of possible damages or casualties. The Saudi-led coalition warplanes also conducted airstrikes against targets at a port in the western province of Hodeidah. Riyadh and its Arab allies launched a deadly war and blockade on Yemen in 2015. The conflict has killed tens of thousands of Yemenis, mostly civilians, and resulted in what the UN calls the world's worst humanitarian crisis. The Yemeni army has in recent weeks ramped up its retaliatory attacks on Saudi Arabia.
The 6th of Shaban is the title of the latest retaliatory attack carried out by the Yemeni army against one of Aramco oil sites in the Saudi capital Riyadh using drones. The Yemeni army says the operation comes in response to the Saudi continued deadly aggression.
The Yemeni army will continue its strategic operations deep inside Saudi Arabia until the sources of oil dry up. And Aramco, the source of Saudi economy, is destroyed. We will force the Saudi enemy to realize the reality of our capabilities. These operations will continue until the war is stopped and the blockade imposed on our country is lifted.
The Saudi regime confirmed the attack, saying it has caused a fire in the oil refinery in Riyadh and it was controlled. Observers say the Yemeni army should continue such attacks to deal heavy damage to the Saudi economy.
These operations will not have an impact unless the oil facilities are continuously attacked. The oil is the lifeline of the Saudi economy, and Saudi Arabia is using oil money to buy mercenaries and weapons. So these operations must not stop.
For 6 years now, Yemenis have been under a devastating war imposed by Saudi Arabia and its allies that caused the death of tens of thousands of people. Many of them are women and children. Riyadh has also forced an all-out blockade on Yemen, which has caused more deaths than weapons had.
Yemenis say their army has the right to continue targeting Saudi facilities until Riyadh stops its years-long war and siege against them and releases the illegally detained oil ships. Abdul Latif Al-Washali, Sana'a.
Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps says a terrorist attack in the southeastern province of Sistan and Balochistan leaves one person dead and three others injured. An IRGC statement says an unidentified terrorist carried out an explosion in a square in the city of Saravan. The statement blames the attack on what it calls terrorist groups affiliated with the global arrogance. The term is usually used in reference to hostile Western powers and their regional allies. No more details have been given about the victims. Saravan is located some 40 kilometers from the Pakistani border. A logistics convoy of the U.S.-led coalition has reportedly come under attack again in Iraq. According to Iraqi media, the convoy was hit by a handmade bomb in Babil province, south of the capital, Baghdad. There were no immediate reports on possible casualties or damages. There is also no claim of responsibility just yet. The U.S.-led forces and their convoys have repeatedly come under attack in Iraq in recent months. This, of course, amid growing anti-American sentiments there. Anger flared up since the U.S. assassination of top Iranian General Qasem Soleimani and senior Iraqi commander Abu Mahdi al-Mohandes near Baghdad in January last year. Now, arrests are made in Germany as some 20,000 people from across the country gather in the city of Kassel to protest coronavirus restrictions. Police deployed water cannons and used pepper spray to disperse the protesters who fought back hitting officers with projectiles. The protest came amid anger over the government's lack of a clear policy to end the coronavirus lockdowns, with vaccination lagging behind countries like the U.S. and the U.K. Meanwhile, similar protests were held in the northern North Swiss city of Lissau. There, some 5,000 people rallied to demand an end to anti-COVID measures. The protesters held placards reading "Enough," denouncing what they called the government's use of dictatorial powers to impose COVID restrictions. Police have arrested 36 people during anti-lockdown protests in the British capital, London, as thousands rallied to demand an end to coronavirus restrictions. The arrests were made as protesters scuffled with officers in Hyde Park in central London. Police say several officers were also injured after demonstrators threw projectiles. Coronavirus restrictions imposed in January banned Londoners from leaving their homes except for a limited number of reasons. Anger is also boiling in the city over police violence during a recent vigil held for a woman kidnapped and murdered by an officer. Police violence led to calls, including by the Liberal Democrat leader in Parliament, for the London police chief to resign. Moving on, heavy rains along Australia's east coast have caused its largest dam to overflow, prompting authorities to issue evacuation orders for the city of Sydney. Emergency services ordered people living in low-lying areas on the city's northwestern fringes to flee to safety. Authorities also warned of a potentially life-threatening situation in New South Wales, where Sydney is located. Hundreds of houses have been damaged. Flooding risk and evacuation warnings were also in place for about 13 areas in the state. According to officials, the possible flooding is one of the biggest that Sydney has seen in decades. And people in Iran and several other countries are celebrating the ancient festival of Nowruz, which marks the beginning of the Persian calendar. People usually become shopping frenzied to prepare themselves for the arrival of spring. And Iran, Nowruz falls on March 21st. One of the traditions is to set a table called Hafsin, which contains several items, seven items that is, beginning with the Persian S sound. Iranians both inside and outside the country are in a festive mood as the day starts with a week-long holiday. Folks also make New Year resolutions, hoping to have a better year ahead. Another Nowruz tradition is to call on relatives and have get-togethers with family and friends. However, people this year have been advised to stay home and avoid travels and gatherings due to the coronavirus outbreak. Afghans have many traditions to welcome the arrival of spring, which marks the beginning of the new year in Afghanistan. They celebrate the renovation of nature, holding colorful festivals and gatherings. Aghawan Flower Festival is one of those celebrations that attracts hundreds to Parwan province every year.
Afghanistan is a beautiful country, and when the spring arrives, the beauties of the amazing nature of this land become more attractive. Parwan province is one of such sites in Afghanistan. The province also benefits from security, which makes it a suitable location for Nowruz celebrations and festivals. Sports matches, food and handicrafts exhibitions are also part of the festival.
Here is the flower hill of Parwan. Opportunities to enjoy are numerous here. The Aghawan Flower Festival and some traditional sports matches are interesting for me. Others also enjoy this natural sight.
The ancient Nowruz is marked across several countries in the region, including Afghanistan, Iran, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Pakistan, India, and Kazakhstan. The ancient occasion has enough capability to strengthen the ties between all countries who are the members of Nowruz civilization region.
The attendees of the Purple Flower Festival here in northern Parwan province have come from across Afghanistan to mark the ancient tradition. Many Afghans also go to the historic Balkh province to attend the Red Flower Festival as part of the New Year celebration tradition as well. Sayed Amin Alami, Northern Parwan Province, Afghanistan.
With that, we come to the end of this edition of World News. Stay tuned.
This is IRIB English Radio. Iranian news. Iranian culture. Iranian voice. www.parstoday.com/en.
Tell a little about yourself.
I'm Eric Shmanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of writing.
Listeners special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, March 21st, 2021. I'm Atef Erfani, hosting this program today. Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through emails and letters. So contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcasts. Or if you have any messages for our dear listeners around the world, then record your voice, send it to us, and get your voice heard. Remember, Listener's Special is your program. It's your views that are important. And here I, on behalf of IRIB English Radio, congratulate our dear listeners on the occasion of Nowruz and Iranian New Calendar Year 1400. Congratulations! Today we in Iran are celebrating Nowruz and the first day of the month of Farvardin, 1400 of the Iranian calendar year. As we in Iran are celebrating Nowruz, some of our dear listeners around the world are also celebrating Nowruz, including in Kyrgyzstan, Iraq, Azerbaijan, Tajikistan, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Georgia, India, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Turkey, and some other countries. Nowruz, Iran's New Year celebrations, is a major festivity and an important part of the rich, flourishing culture of the Iranian people. Once again, Nowruz declares the end of winter and heralds the arrival of spring to the inhabitants of this ancient land, the land of Iran. Nowruz represents renewal of close ties between man and nature. Happy Nowruz and the beginning of spring to everyone. Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, and as usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These reception reports, dear listeners, are very useful and important to us in IRIB English Radio, especially to our technicians and engineers. These reception reports enable us to provide a better service to our listeners throughout the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving a QSL card from us. However, these days, with the outbreak of coronavirus around the world, please don't expect a QSL card from us in IRIB English Radio. As you may know, sending any material on behalf of our radio is temporarily halted due to the pandemic. However, my dear colleagues in IRIB English Radio are preparing and designing eQSL cards for you. And here, I truly appreciate those of our listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports, including Ashraf Ashik from India, Giovanni Seri from Italy, and Saber Jout from Algeria. Ashraf Ashik, Giovanni Seri, and Saber Jout, we want you to know how much we value your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. And a million thanks to those of our listeners who have kindly sent us letters and emails, which most of them focuses on Nowruz celebrations, which I mentioned some of their names here, and later during the program, I will read their emails and letters, including an email from Olmar Kovic from Sweden. We have an email from Lu Dacheng from China. Sultan Mahmoud Starkar from Bangladesh has sent us an email. Chris Malbo from Canada has also sent us an email. And Harald Seuss from Austria has kindly sent us an email. Dear listeners of Listeners Special, stay with us until the end of the program. I will be back with all these kind messages just in seconds. Welcome back. First of all, we have an email from Sultan Mahmoud Sarkar from Bangladesh. Sultan Mahmoud Sarkar, one of our regular listeners, says, Nowruz, the arrival of spring in the Northern Hemisphere, is one of the oldest and most cherished festivals, having been celebrated for at least 3,000 years. The Farsi word Nowruz means new day. Nowruz is one of the oldest festivals in the world. This popular culture and festival is celebrated not only in Iran, but also in Afghanistan, Tajikistan, the Republic of Azerbaijan, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, Turkey, and Iraq. The festival is more or less celebrated in Georgia, Pakistan, India, and Bangladesh, and many other parts of the world as well. There is a special similarity between the Iranian New Year Nowruz and the Bengali New Year. Spring arrives in Iran and Bangladesh at close intervals. Nowruz is a week of joy and excitement in Iran. In Bangladesh too, fairs are held in the villages on the occasion of Boishak for a month. I listen very carefully to the special programs on the occasion of Nowruz on IRIB English Radio, and I will definitely enjoy it. I would like to extend my best wishes to the all presenters of IRIB English Radio, the Iranian public, and all listeners from all over the world. Happy Nowruz to all. Happy Nowruz to everyone. I wish you all good health. Salam and greetings to Sultan Mahmoud Sarkar from Bangladesh and all people in your country, Bangladesh. Sultan Mahmoud Sarkar, one of our regular listeners. I was amazed by the information you had about Nowruz celebration in Iran and your country. Of course, it was great. It was such a great email. Many thanks for writing us this email, and many thanks for sharing your information about Nowruz to our dear listeners and to us in IRIB English Radio. Sultan Mahmoud Sarkar from Bangladesh, wish you all the best, and we wish you all the best during Nowruz occasion in your country, Bangladesh. And we wish you all the best, and we wish you a very healthy, safe, and prosperous year during this occasion and all the year. Many thanks for writing this email to us, Sultan Mahmoud Sarkar from Bangladesh. Write to us soon. Stay safe and healthy. Also from Canada, we have an email from Chris Malboff. Chris Malboff, one of our regular listeners, says, Dear friends at IRIB English Radio, greetings to all on the occasion of Nowruz and the beginning of the Iranian New Year. May you have good health and joy in the upcoming year. First of all, salam and greetings to you, Chris Malboff from Canada, one of our regular listeners. Chris Malboff, many thanks for your congratulation message on Nowruz and the beginning of Iranian New Year. Have a good time. We wish you all the best. Stay safe and healthy. And for sure, keep in touch with IRIB English Radio. Dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with other congratulation messages from around the world. Stay with us, please. Welcome back from Sweden. We have an email from Olmar Kuvik. Olmar says, First of all, I want to send you my thanks for the letter with verification card showing the mausoleum of Sheikh Safiuddin in Ardabil and the postcard with the interior of St. Mary's Church in Tehran received here a few days ago. I'm very happy to have this excellent reply from you, and I have published it on Facebook with much attention from followers. I found the story on the web about this Armenian church and the fact that Iran has given shelter to Armenian refugees during a long time. Also found that the mausoleum and the church are both classed as World Heritage. I take the opportunity to wish you a happy Nowruz. Let us hope this spring will offer us some hope in the battle against the COVID-19 virus, which is making everyone's life difficult. With kind regards from Sweden. Greetings to you, Omar Kovic from Sweden, one of our regular listeners, and many thanks for writing this email to IRIB English Radio. So, you've received a verification card from us showing, as you said, the mausoleum of Sheikh Safiuddin in Ardabil and a postcard with the interior of St. Mary's Church in Tehran. Yes, we have Christian minorities in our country, so we have churches in different parts of our country. That's great. You've enjoyed the souvenirs and seems you know the Iranian history very well, as you know how we celebrate Nowruz, and Nowruz is celebrated in different parts of the world. Also, many thanks for your congratulation message. We wish you all the best. And you said that different countries celebrate Nowruz. So happy Nowruz and Iranian New Calendar Year 1400 to all our listeners around the world, especially you, Omar Kovic from Sweden. Wish you peace, love, joy, and good tidings. Write to us soon, Omar Kovic from Sweden, and tell us your views about our programs. And from China, we have an email from Lu Dacheng from China. Lu Dacheng from China says, "Dear friends at IRIB English Radio, hello. I'm very happy to know that we are approaching Nowruz holidays in Iran and many other countries. I think it is the same as a spring festival in China, which is the biggest festival in my country. I know about Nowruz on the articles about Iran in Chinese and the programs of IRIB English Radio. I wish Iranian people and all the listeners who celebrate this occasion a happy Nowruz. Stay safe and strong." Salam and greetings to you, Lu Dacheng from China. And accept our warm thanks for writing this email to IRIB English Radio. I think this email belongs to days before Nowruz. Because our dear listener Lu Dacheng says we are approaching Nowruz holidays in Iran, but these days in Iran, at the time I'm reading this email, we are celebrating Nowruz in Iran. Anyway, many thanks for writing this congratulation message to us in IRIB English Radio, Lu Dacheng from China. You mentioned that you in China also celebrate a festival like Nowruz in your country, and that is at the time of spring. I think, yes, we in Iran, like China, celebrate festivals and festivities related to spring, but I think the rituals and traditions are much different. For example, we have spread haft, sin cloth in our country, but that is much different from what you celebrate in your country. As you said, you have a festival in the time of a spring. Yes, both they are celebrated at the time of a spring, but the rituals and traditions are much different. And we are very happy that you enjoy our programs about Nowruz. And as you said, you know about Nowruz in our programs in IRIB English Radio. We're so happy that you're enjoying them. We wish you, Lu Dacheng from China, and your fellow countrymen a very happy festival in your country. As you said, it's in the time of a spring, and wish you all the best. Stay safe and healthy, and write to us soon in the future. Dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with other emails and letters from around the world.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Here we have an email from Harald Seuss from Austria. Harald Seuss is one of our regular listeners who says, "Hi, dear staff of IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for your kind email. Some more than 3,000 years, the ancient festival of Nowruz has been celebrated. It is, in some respects, similar to our New Year festival. We celebrate the New Year coming in our country and the whole Europe in winter time. We all make a special food for this day, meet family members, and wish together all the best, prosperity, and health. If the time and health situation will get better, it would be of great interest to participate in your Nowruz festival once. I wish you a happy New Year. I am a listener of IRIB since 1975. I am interested in different cultures and geography of foreign countries, and I am lucky to have visited some of them. Unfortunately, I have not yet been able to visit Iran, but I hope that I will have the chance to do so. I wish all the best for the future and a successful radio broadcasting in the world and within your country." Salam and greetings to you, Harald Seuss from Austria, one of our regular listeners. And, you know, many thanks for this incredible email. Honestly, I am astounded by the information you had about Nowruz and about Iran. It was great. Incredible. Many thanks. As you said, maybe the time and maybe, as you know, the kind of traditions we do in Nowruz and in your country, in some cases, be similar. For example, regarding the fact that we visit family members, you know, wishing together the best prosperity and health, and making a special food, in some cases, yes, but you celebrate your festival in the winter time. We celebrate it during spring. That's great. And we are honored to have you as our regular and old listener. As you said, you have been listening to IRIB English Radio since 1975. That's many years. And it's an honor. It's a pleasure to have you with us as a listener. And we also hope that you visit Iran very soon in the future, maybe after the coronavirus is controlled around the world. Wish you all the best, Harald Seuss from Austria. Many thanks for writing this great email. And here we wrap up this week's edition of Listeners Special. Keep in touch and have a good time. Wishing you all the best, we wrap up this week's edition of Listeners Special. Please keep in touch with Listeners Special and have a good time.
Listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-7000, 6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to englishradio@irib.ir. That is one word, englishradio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.parstoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Once again, our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all for being with Arabi English Radio.
In lockstep with the spring, the season of renewal and freshness, and the greening of nature, we here at IRIB English Radio wish you happiness, prosperity, and good health.
Spring has come and has revived the frozen nature. As nature has rejuvenated, our souls are revived too. Migrating swallows are coming back, singing their songs. Nightingales are singing in chorus the sweet song of love. Nature is wearing its colorful garment. Trees have woken up and are celebrating the feast of friendship and happiness. Let us rise and breathe in fresh air, the air of spring. In the special supplication for a new year, as clock chimes in the new year, we ask God Almighty to change our state to the best of states. Now the question is, what is the best state, and when does our state become the best? The answer to this question is found in nature. If we look at nature, we will find it. Spring comes and breathes fresh life into the dead body of trees and plants. The beautiful nature not only creates picturesque sights for eyes, but also it refreshes the soul, and it gives new energy to the heart and to the spirit. Human heart sometimes becomes frosty and gloomy, like winter. Lack of affection permeates its veins of spirit and makes man frustrated and melancholic. But the nature teaches us that we can move from a frosty and dark land to a green and spring land. We can go on towards sunset and create development. Nature is generous and kind. Spring generously spreads its green cloth everywhere. Religion teaches us that every move and development is from God. Thus, man should seek help from God for any development and appeal to God for the best state. The Almighty says in Ayah 186 of Surah Baqarah in the Holy Quran, "And when my servants ask you about me, I am indeed near. I answer the supplicant's call when he calls me. So let them respond to me, and let them have faith in me, so that they may fare rightly." Islamic narrations say prayer and supplication is the key to the divine mercy, and a luminous lamp for enlightening the darkness in the world and the hereafter. The supplication at the start of the new year is indeed asking God to make us good servants through linking to whatever is good and shunning whatever is evil. Spring inspires us to return to our godly nature and spread godly virtues. In Nowruz, Iranians and all those nations and ethnicities who celebrate Nowruz sit together around the Hafsin table. Hafsin tablecloth consists of 7 items, beginning with the Persian letter Sin, which is equivalent to S in English. Each of these items symbolizes a phenomena. Sabze is green sprouts, is a symbol of rebirth and revival. Samanu is wheat sprout pudding, is a symbol of bounty and plenitude. Sumac is a symbol of sunrise. Seker or coin is a symbol of wealth. Sib or apple is a symbol of beauty and health. Serker or vinegar is a symbol of patience and life. And sir or garlic is a symbol of treatment or medicine. In addition to these 7 items, Muslims place the Holy Quran too on the tablecloth, meaning that they consider this book as a role model for their lives. People in different regions and different countries add other items to the Hafsin tablecloth. They often put a mirror to symbolize purity and sincerity. The moment that the clock chimes in the new year is very significant for Iranians. Many people prefer to be in holy places, like the shrines of the infallible imams, peace be upon them, or imamzadehs, descendants of these imams. That's why the holy shrine of Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Reza, peace be upon him, in the holy city of Mashhad, in northeastern Iran, and Lady Ma'sumeh, Imam Reza's sister, peace be upon her, in the city of Qom, are always overcrowded at this time of the year. However, since the coronavirus outbreak, the number of pilgrims has decreased. People try to spend their time with prayer and supplication at the moment of the new year. Moreover, most people try to be with their grandparents at this time of the year too. Then they start going to each other's homes. It is customary that the younger folks pay a visit to the elders of their family, and this will be reciprocated. As seconds tick away and the start of the new year beckons, the eldest in the family, a grandfather for example, opens the Holy Quran and gives new banknotes that have already been placed in the pages of the Holy Quran to members of the family. This is called AD. Young children are very eager to get this. Of course, they prefer to receive a toy from their grandparents. then everybody is engaged in eating nuts and fruits. Although the coronavirus outbreak has reduced these gatherings, people try to keep these traditions, Nowruz traditions, whilst observing health protocols such as wearing face masks and refraining from shaking hands or kissing one another. Nowruz is the beginning of the new solar Hijri year. This year is the beginning of the 15th century under Iranian Persian calendar. COVID-19 has impacted gatherings, but it has failed to affect affection and love. On the contrary, people have become more loving towards each other, especially those whose job has been seriously affected by the outbreak of this disease. We do not lose hope, and we have learned from the Holy Quran that most surely, with every hardship, there is ease.
You have just listened to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran broadcasting. The Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is broadcast daily from 1520 to 1620 UTC on the following frequencies. Shortwave 41 meters 7300 kHz for the Indian subcontinent and FM 91.5 MHz for Tehran. You can also listen to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on Hotbird, Eutelsat 3B, and IranSat or Bat 5, and via the internet. Our internet address is parstoday.com/en. And now you can listen to IRIB English Radio via your mobile phone. Please refer to our website for the details. Please send your correspondence to the English program, P.O. Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran, or email us to englishradio@irib.ir. We would be very pleased to have your comments about audio quality and other means. Thank you.
Comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. Again, in continuing our discussion on the intellect. In our previous one, certain signs or, actions of a person indicate the strength or weakness of his intellect. In the previous one, we saw that the weakness of one's intellect is shown in the, you know, looking for far-fetched desires, you know, falling into the traps of sin, obviously, because sin are that thing that give you just a moment's bit of pleasure, you know, so it's something that ensnares you, it traps you. But here in this tradition from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the Imam is indicating those individuals who have a strong intellect and the characteristic of that individual with a strong intellect. So the Imam in this tradition says that those people, or the people with the strongest, or rather the most perfect and perfected of intellects, in terms of the capacity of that person, obviously we know that the most perfect of intellect is with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then after him, the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wa sallam, and other of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's prophets and awliya. But amongst us, you know, the normal people, if you want to call it, the people amongst us with the most perfect or the most strongest of intellect are us. Again, I'm seeing us in using the tradition of the Ahlul Bayt al-Muslim to apply to us, are those who amongst us have the best of character. So the tradition is this: the people with the strongest intellect are the best in character. So when your akhlaq, or as the tradition says, your khuluq is the best, the way you treat people, the way you do your wajibat, and the way you stay away from, you know, the muharramat, or those forbidden acts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you to stay away from, it is here where you understand the strength and weakness, or the perfection, or the void that the intellect has. So this is important, that the strength and weakness of the intellect is seen in the actions of that individual in terms of his akhlaq. How does he treat people? How does he treat animals? How does he treat other individuals? How does he treat his parents, his children, his wife, etc., etc.? So here, for example, the intellectual strength of a person should lead him to have good character. However, this does not necessarily mean that a person with good character has a strong intellect. Why? We know that the concept of riya can apply. Inshallah, until next time, my dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no
debate.
Hello and welcome to Debate. I'm Marzia Hashimi. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, you